top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. You'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
After weeks of declines, first-time jobless claim bounced up again last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
After claims dropped 2 weeks ago to their lowest level since October of 1969, last week they bounced back up to a level not seen since September of 2017. The Labor Department says the 253,000 workers filed first-time claims last week. Analysts were expecting the number to come in at about 215,000. The surge in claims may have been because of workers impacted by the five-week partial government shutdown. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Senate Ethics Committee has decided it will not punish Senator Cory Booker for releasing confidential emails during the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. While other senators said what Booker did was against the rules, the three Republican and three Democrats who make up the Ethics Committee elected not to do anything. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Peaceful demonstrations continue in Venezuela against the country's president, Nicolas Maduro. The folks protesting say they've had enough of the food shortages, hospitals without drugs, gross corruption, and dirty politics. Sean McFaith is professor of strategy at the National Defense University and Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. He also has a new book out titled The New Rules of War. I had a chance to chat with McFaith about what's going on in Venezuela.
What is interesting to me, and this is very new rules of war, is that Russia, like a week ago, sent in mercenaries secretly into Venezuela to back Maduro. And these aren't just regular mercenaries. Like, we think of mercenaries as villains from Hollywood. This is a group called the Wagner Group. A year ago, the Wagner Group almost killed a bunch of Americans in Syria. 500 Wagner Group mercenaries, which is a Russian outfit, attacked not just any soldiers, but U.S. Delta Force, Rangers, Special Forces, Green Berets, and Marines, and a lot of Kurdish fighters in an outpost in eastern Syria. And those troops are very highest elite troops called in air support, B-52s, F-15s, Apaches, AC-130 gunships, drones, our very best aviation, and it still took them 4 hours to beat back 500 mercenaries.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle it! handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everybody. Place to take the liars and crooks and cheats out behind the woodshed. I'm Chris Markowski, your watchdog on Wall Street. Quick bit of a program. Want to remind everyone that we're 6 days a week, kids. That's right. I know we had the big weekend program, big three-hour weekend program on a plethora of stations all across the land, but we're also on Monday through Friday as well, and we're building up those stations. Also, you get to our website, find out where you can listen to it. You can also get all of our programs archived up on iTunes and Google Play. You can link to it there on our site as well. And, of course, gratis, we don't charge for this. We like the free flow of knowledge here on the program. Guys, true story. Before I had a radio show, this was a business. This is a miscalculation by me. My brothers wanted to kill me. Miscalculation. We had our newsletter has been going out now for 2.5 decades at least. I'm trying to remember when we first started sending it out, at least. And we started it. I didn't expect that it was going to catch on. I didn't. And this was in the early, again, this, not everybody had email. We sent it out for the most part. No, for all part. Snail mail back then. And I promised on the program, I always said, I was before the program, we promised, this is when I was doing guest appearances, promised that we would always let the newsletter be free. We weren't going to charge for the newsletter. And, man, oh, man, did that postage bill, got big. I thank the Lord for email after a while. Saved us a fortune. But anyway, moving on. I want to talk about this. This is a big, fat, ginormous, see, I told you so moment. The Federal Reserve has said that student debt has hurt the U.S. housing market. They put out these studies and they say these things, and I read them and I'm like, yeah, I mean, no kidding. What do you think, we're all stupid? I mean, they get paid for this, really? So you mean kids graduating from school with tens of thousands, if not hundred thousands of dollars in debt is not going to affect their ability to go out and buy a home? No kidding. They're saying student loans prevented 400,000 young Americans from buying homes. This is from 2005 to 2014, the numbers that they have. Okay, so they got the numbers. Now what? Nothing. And then the situation has gotten much, much worse since 2005, since 2014. Since Barack Obama decided to take over student loans, student loan debt has gone from under $1 trillion to $1.5 trillion, and it's growing. Student loan debt is greater than all credit card debt, is greater than all auto debt. Think about that for a second. That's insane. You know, what's even worse is the fact that 40% of kids don't graduate from college. So they don't have that degree. They don't have that nice piece of artwork to put on their office wall. And they have a ton of debt. Again, people, if you need help with college planning, we do things differently at Markowski Investments. We do. We get our clients fired up to get on the phone with the administrator the college the kid got accepted to, and say, I'm not going to go if you're charging me the nuts. Give me a better deal. You can negotiate. That's just one thing you need to do. Another thing you need to do is you need to have a come-to-Jesus moment with your kids. and understand what you can afford and where they want to go to school and what their major wants to be. It's no longer 4 years to find yourself. Anyway, last week on the program, I explained to everyone how the world works, how Washington works, the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, and how you're constantly provided a bull excrement show to get you thinking that these people in Washington, D.C. actually give a damn. I was talking in particular about the House Financial Services Committee, which is being chaired now by Maxine Waters, and they also put Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on that as well. And they're telling you that they're going to go after Wall Street. And they're going to come down hard on Wall Street. They're going to take it. They're going to take Wall Street to the cleaners. Maxine Waters put out this huge speech. Oh, yeah, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. We're going to crack down. Come on. Maxine Waters was meeting with the executives at the big firms. And she's looking to cash in. Just like all of them are going to cash in. You're not going to take long. You're just going to go and be able to look not too long and look at OpenSecrets.org and see the amount of money given to Maxine Waters by the big investment houses. The system operates like the mafia. It does. You got to kick up. Got to kick up. Anyway, I want to touch on this idea as well. It's one of these movements. They're kind of like diets. They always have these various different retirement movements or saving movements. Like I said, diets. What's the latest fad diet? What's the one everybody's doing now? Keto? Is that it? Isn't keto pretty much like the Atkins diet, if I'm not mistaken? It's pretty much the same thing. It's eating nothing but protein. I don't understand how not eating any fruits and vegetables is good for you, but that's just me. Let me tell you, I'll just quickly here to get up the beaten path here. Here is the Chris Markowski watchdog on Wall Street diet. It goes like this. You want to lose weight? Consume less calories than you burn. Pretty neat, huh? Pretty neat. Yep, you can eat whatever you want. I kind of attest to that. I like to eat. I do. My mother-in-law lives in my house, I'm constantly treated to all sorts of great things. My mother's fantastic baker, makes unbelievable stuff. I love lasagna. I just work out like a nut job, so I can eat whatever. Pretty much it. You remember Michael Phelps explaining what he ate over the course of the day? Yeah, but he was in the pool swimming for like 8 hours a day too. Eat whatever he wants. Anyway, retirement ideas and savings ideas are kind of like these various different diet fads out there. I take a look at some of these things and I say to myself, that's not going to work. That's not sustainable. One of the first things I recognize when it comes to diets or workout plans is, are they ridiculous? Are they overly hard? Are they going to cause too much pain? Is it sustainable forever? Can you live like this forever? Why would you? You want to get yourself in a situation or a diet or a lifestyle, an exercise regimen that you can sustain for life. That's the key, right? Same thing holds true when you're saving money and investing. There's this latest thing out there. I don't know. What are they calling it? What even has a name. But basically, it's a save almost everything, spend virtually nothing. The guy's got a podcast dealing with this. Financial independence, retire early. Yeah, they've got a whole ecosystem of podcasts, blogs, books, all sorts of crap. Here's the acronym. FIRE. FIRE. Financial independence, retire early. There it is. I found it. So, is it worthwhile for you to live like a monk for 20, 25 years so you can retire early? Is that something, does that sound like fun? Does that sound like something that's sustainable? You say, oh, you know what, the next 25 years, I'm going to live like a monk. But after that, well, then I'm going to go on vacation. Here's a news flash. You could be well on your way, saving every dime, eating nothing more than ramen noodles and water. And you could be 24 years in, and guess what? You can get hit by a bus. Oh. What did you do? You wasted your life. You wasted your life. Proper financial planning and putting together your life, you're going to have goals you want to save. You want to meet those goals. But it's a pretty wonderful world out there if you get out and experience it. A lot of neat things to do and see. No, this is ridiculous because it's completely unsustainable. Like many fad diets or ridiculous workout programs. You saw people, oh, I haven't worked out in 15 years, 20 years. I got to get myself into shape. And then they get themselves some sort of trainer that crushes them. They got to come back. They're miserable. You think it's a good idea to make yourself miserable for a couple of decades so you can retire early? Yeah. Do me a favor. Go take a long walk off a short pier, okay? Anyway. Gotta take a break. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Get your financial plan done the right way. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
Hello, we must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These. The Graham Stain Story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I should have tied. I had my foreign policy rant that I'm getting into with some of the big government stuff that we talked about last hour, with taxes going up and Medicare for all and this wonderful stuff. You ever notice you get all these politicians out there wondering why we can't do this and this European country does that, and why can't we be like more like this European country? They never mention the fact that, again, we're pretty much an empire. Take a look at our military. Anybody willing to chop our military down to the European size? I think we can make it based upon GDP, but you want to go all the way down to German levels of military expenditures, down around 1% of GDP? That what you want to do? Because you're going to have to. With that being said, not that there cannot be savings and there needs to be savings in the Pentagon. Also has to be said that we need to start doing things differently. And I'm disappointed. I am. I'm disappointed in Donald Trump and his foreign policy so far. I like the fact that he said he's going to start bringing troops out of Syria, but it's just not fast enough. It's not. I want out of Afghanistan. I want out of Somalia. I want out of all of these places around the world because it's an exercise in futility. It doesn't make any sense to me. There was an extensive column in the Wall Street Journal talking about Somalia. We've been battling al-Shabaab there in another endless war that goes back to 2001. How many people know we've been at war in Somalia since 2001? Now, we all know about Black Hawk Down and what happened in that scenario. But not only that, Somalia, of all places, we have some of our most elite troops, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Special Forces, on the ground. They mentioned how many people they killed last year in Somalia, how many bad guys. They put the number here at what? 300 and something? I have it here somewhere. They said that's the amount of people that were killed. Killed. How many people have American soldiers, elite American soldiers, have been killed? Not nearly that amount, but that's not what this is all about. What's the point? What's the point? So you killed some al-Shabaab terrorist. He's got probably got 3-4 kids. Those kids are going to become what? Terrorists. And the cycle never ends. It never ends. Our foreign policy is one frickin' hamster wheel after another one. It never ends. And good men die. And we spend good money after bad again and again and again. When are we going to learn? You know, again, Donald Trump pledged. This was his pledge when he ran. He pledged to end the wars in Syria, Afghanistan. He pledged to use that money and spend it back here at home. We're 2 years in, and we're not there yet. Why? Why? How long does it take? I was so disgusted this past week. And I'm disgusted with the media all the time. I don't care. You got all the super Foxers out there. I'm going to be a Fox insider. They're awful. Okay? I'm sorry. Fox News is awful. CNN is awful. ABC is awful. NBC is awful. CBS is awful. They're not even news organizations. They're not journalists. We see how, you know, the nonsense with the fake news as of late with the Covington kids. But how about this? How about this massive, massive attack, Taliban assault on a military base in Afghanistan? Over 45 people were killed, 70 wounded. Not even reported. Not even discussed. No. No, they weren't American casualties. They were Afghan casualties. We got lucky there. But this doesn't end. It doesn't stop. We're negotiating with the Taliban in Qatar right now. Most people don't know about this. Having negotiations with the Taliban in Qatar. The Taliban will not even allow the current Afghan government to be present in the meetings because they don't see them as legitimate. They have a point. They control more than 50% of the country. Does anybody think that the Taliban is going to be putting together some sort of Navy or Air Force and going to look to invade California? Huh? Anybody think that that's the case? So you're telling me that if the Taliban takes over, all of a sudden, every terrorist in the world is going to have safe haven there? That we're not going to be able to bomb those bases into oblivion? I mean, people, how many more, honestly, how many more $10 tents do you want to bomb with million-dollar missiles? How much more do you want to spend? Have we been made safer? Is the world better? Go right on down the list. You can even pull this into the situation in Venezuela right now. We should stay out of it. Keep our mouth shut. Don't even make a comment. Let the Venezuelan people decide what they want to do. They put themselves in that situation. They're the ones that chose Chavez years ago. Deal with it. You get rid of Maduro. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is still saying that there's a possibility that he could declare a national emergency on the U.S.-Mexico border. At the White House today, President Trump said he would wait to see, though, what Congress can do first.
On February 15th, the committee will come back. And if they don't have a wall, I don't even want to waste my time reading what they have.
And as far as Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying there will be no border funding,
she's just playing games. So if there's no wall, it doesn't work.
The extreme weather across the Midwest is now responsible for at least 10 deaths. Forecasters say temperatures will begin to warm up gradually over the next 24 to 36 hours. But for these folks, that's not soon enough.
The wind chill's probably the worst of it.
And it's like hard to take a breath in. It's affecting my lungs a little bit.
That audio courtesy of ABC 7 Television in Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil synthetics. Terms apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Honoring Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Get quickly on this. Quickly on this Venezuela thing. And I know I'll get blowback from this too. Listen, I've mentioned it in the program. I've been to Venezuela. It's used to be a nice developing country, still a lot of poverty. But again, talk about another place that has enormous potential, like Mexico. Yet it's screwed up. We got to learn as a nation just to keep quiet. We have so many great things going on. We have so many things that people can look up to. That's what we should do. Lead by example. And for instance, this whole situation, oh my God, is not democratically elected, this Maduro, and we're going to say that this guy is the real leader. Whoa, I'm not arguing with you that that's not the case. But could be me, call me crazy. Isn't one of our bestest buddies in the world, Saudi Arabia, the same country that, well, gee whiz, their citizens were the ones that were behind 9/11. Aren't we besties of buddies with those guys? They don't even allow churches in their countries. They don't even have a constitution. led by a bunch of princes, thousands of them, that all have Harrods gift credit cards and spend massive amounts of monies all over the globe. We've got a lot of countries that are autocratic, despotic, that we're allied with. So we're not allied with Venezuela. So they're falling apart. You know, people, there's something to be said for dealing with your own mistakes. One of my all-time favorite ball players, again, someone who led by example. Someone who led by example. Struck guys out, didn't jump up and down, didn't go nuts. Mariano Rivera makes it into the Hall of Fame. Mariano Rivera makes it a Hall of Fame. But it was the whole Hall of Fame thing this past week. It was interesting. I saw an interview with Alex Rodriguez, and he was asked about his chances at the Hall of Fame. And obviously everyone knows about his issues with performance-enhancing drugs and lying about it and his suspension. But I got to hand it to him. He came out, and he said, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, listen, of course, you know, of course I'd love to go into the Hall of Fame. And it would be great if it happened someday. But if it doesn't, that's okay too. That's my fault. I made my bed. I have to lie in it. Oh, how about that? Personal responsibility. Venezuela, you chose. You went in that direction. You went with Hugo Chavez. You went with it. And when oil prices for a while were going, you know, through the roof and it's handing out this, that, and the next thing, you cheered without looking towards the consequences of what was going to happen down the road. And this is where you are today. It is your problem. You want to take out, take them out. Man, oh man, plenty of European nations that have taken out dictators all by themselves before. You're going to have to do the same thing. And this is where we get it wrong. Zip it. Just keep our mouth shut. No proclamations, no op-eds by Mike Pence, no nothing. You come out and you say, you know what? The Venezuelan people need to decide for themselves. The United States believes in democracy, whatever it may be, but don't get involved. That always gets us into trouble, does it not? Our need to tinker with stuff. No, stay out. Anyway, well, that rant went longer than I thought it was going to go. Let's take a quick break right here. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We're going to get into some social media tech stock stuff when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at #BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime
is
a good time.
Good time.
for the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, I am. All right. This is a cute story. France's data watchdog announced a fine of $57 million for Google. This is using the EU's strict general data protection regulation for the first time. They failed to provide transparent and easily accessible information on its data consent policies. 50 million, huh? Oh, 50 million euros, $57 million. What? You're going to ask Google to turn over one of the couches in their break room to find that $57 million? They made that money like 10 seconds ago. Give me a break, okay? Give me a break. You're going to keep chasing, and Google's going to keep paying. These are parking tickets. And I think the government understands that as well. General public gets up in arms over what, you know, data sharing and having information and advertising, how it's being used. Well, this is a way, this is the case of France, see the same thing here, where governments can show, look, we're doing something. No, they're not really doing anything. Found this story fascinating as well. Inside Facebook's cult-like workplace, where dissent is discouraged and employees pretend to be happy all the time. And I'm going through this article, and I'm reading, and I'm reading, and I'm reading at the complaints here. And I'm saying to myself, are you kidding? Are these employees kidding? I worked... And I didn't always have Markowski Investments. I worked on Wall Street. I worked in big companies. Do the bosses like it when you are causing an issue and you're stirring things up and making it difficult there at work? Do they like that? No. They don't like that. I'm reading this article, and I found it fascinating, written by a kid about a bunch of kids that work at this company, failing to understand just how the world works. It's Facebook, okay? It's Facebook. Let me put Facebook in perspective. Facebook, most people don't even recognize this. Facebook started as FaceMash. See if this one would fly today. FaceMash was where you could take two pictures of your fellow students. It first started out at Harvard, then I think it went on to Yale and a couple others, Stanford, and you could decide who was better looking. Yeah. See, the social, I wonder if the social justice warriors are aware of that today. That's how Facebook got started. It then turned into the Facebook and then became Facebook. It started out with 7 employees. It now has 25,000 employees. Do you think the executives over at Facebook give a darn about your little complaint? Or do you think that they're more concerned about the business at hand and the fact that they now employ 25,000 workers? I find it fascinating. I do. Another story about Facebook this past week, and we're going to see how this one washes out. It's a study done saying that 50% of Facebook's accounts are fake. If that is the case, if that is proven true, Facebook is in deep, deep trouble. I don't know how they're going to get around it, but you're going to charge people for advertising based upon numbers that you don't have and that you know you don't have? Yeah. Yeah, not too good. One more quick one here. A story about how Google manipulated YouTube search results to program users' behavior. They own the damn thing, for crying out loud. What do you think Google does? What do you think these companies do? They write these stories, and everybody keeps using their services anyway. If you don't like it, don't use it. I limit my use of this stuff, too. Anyway, I do find the whole thing fascinating. People complain and complain, yet they keep using it. Anyway, got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. I have tons and tons of stuff to do, but I have to respond to some of the emails that we received over the course of the week about the football. People asked me my opinion about what took place in the playoff, the NFL playoff games, and the non-call. A lot of people with conspiracy theories out there that this was fixed and somehow they made money. Guys, no. I'm sorry. They find out. There's no way that anybody could keep a secret in regards to this. Even the NFL saying, well, the NFL wanted the Rams to win because they got the stadium. It's going to stop. Stop. There's no way that they would be able to keep that in wraps. It would get out. And if they did do something like that and it did get out, the NFL would be over. Over! Again, you take a look at some ideas that may sound good and may get you because you're upset because your team lost. But you got to understand, you take a look at risk-reward. No way was that worth it. But here's the business side of what took place. The NFL is actively pushing to partner up with gambling. State of New Jersey, sports books, legal. State of New York, it's coming here soon, too. If there is any issue with the officiating, something like that happens, it will hurt the numbers when it comes to the sports book. And it's having belief in the system. People don't believe the system. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? They're not going to gamble anymore. So, yes, the NFL is going to find a way to fix what took place. So there you go. No. Okay? Answer to this question. No. If you're new listeners out there, no. I'm not a Patriots fan. And I grew up in Albany, New York, about 2 hours outside of Boston, 2 hours outside of New York. And it just so happened I grew up a Yankees fan, a Giants fan for football, and for whatever reason, a Celtics fan for basketball. Now, NBA basketball, I'm not even interested really in it anymore because I don't get it. Can't play defense. I'm not that interested. But as far as the Patriots are concerned, I don't. If you say, well, you must hate them. No. No. In fact, the exact opposite. I don't hate the Patriots. I admire them. I appreciate them. I don't care. People are freaking out. Oh, you got to lose. I hate Bill Belichick. I hate Tom Brady. I hate the Patriots. Why? That's like hating a well-oiled machine. Like a Swiss watch that runs to perfection. I look at what they're capable of doing there. And again, you talk about the greatness of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, but it's not just that. It's the people that they bring in. It's a team sport. You take a look at the skill position players that the New York Giants had and take a look at their record and how bad their line was, offensive, defensive line. Yet the Patriots, year in, year out, not having great draft choices because they win every single year, managed to figure it out. And I get a quick story. I was at a conference, investment conference I was at. It's got to be over 10 years ago. And the keynote guy, speaker, who I really wanted to see was Bill Belichick. And I coach, and I like understanding, better ways of leading people. He's looked upon as this curmudgeon. He doesn't say much in interviews. Whatever. He was great. He goes up there, and he brought videos of his practices, which I found fascinating. And how he would build up camaraderie with the players. I was seeing one here where that big lineman that they used to have on the Patriots there, Wilfork was his name. And they'd send that guy out there to field the punt. And if he fielded the punt, they didn't have to do sprints at the end of practice. And just various other things that he would do to motivate the players and have a little fun with the monotony of it and the pressure that was involved. But, I mean, I don't get it. Okay, yeah, Tom Brady's got the supermodel Victoria's Secret girlfriend. Guys, he had the worst NFL combine numbers ever. Go online. Look at Tom Brady's 40-yard dash. I could run faster backwards. Yeah. I don't remember what draft choice it was. Didn't start there at the University of Michigan. How do you not appreciate something like that? I never really understood the hatred behind it. But with that being said, I'm not interested in watching the game. I don't even think it's going to be close. But anyway, it is what it is. Quickly on this next story. This is sad. It's sad. The Autobahn is going to be assassinated. Germany's Autobahn is going to be assassinated by the climate change whack jobs. That's right. They are going to no longer allow for parts of the Autobahn where you can drive as fast as you want. They're going to put speed limits on those areas down to 80 miles an hour, all to stop climate change. Yep. So you're going to stop a few Ferraris and Lamborghinis and McLarens and, you know, Mercedes, various different cars, BMWs, from going over the speed limit, and you think that that's going to stop climate change. Sad. What's next?